This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1075, How Cynthia Overcame IELTS for an Overall 8.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Today, you'll hear 3 Keys student Cynthia's experience and learn how she rocked IELTS in spite of an unexpectedly stressful test day. Find out how she kept her cool and scored an overall 8. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hello, everyone. Welcome and welcome to our very special guest, Cynthia. Can you introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, everyone. This is Cynthia Melgar. Well, I'm based in Lima, Peru, and I'm a translator and an interpreter, but most of the time I'm an interpreter and I love my job.
Awesome. It's always good to love what you do, right? I am very excited for you to be here today because you just let me know that you have some very good news. You received your IELTS results and you got an overall 8. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, I did. I got an 8. I was actually planning to get a 7.5. That was my the score I was working for. But in the end, I got an 8. And I mean, it's really good.
Yes, that's like the best feeling to score even higher than your goal, right? You set a goal of 7.5 and you scored even higher. How do you feel? How are you feeling today?
Well, honestly, I like the results. I'm very happy with the results. And I think this is going to be a really good starting point for me to start and pursue the my bigger goal, you know, the macro goal, which is the master that I'll be applying for this year.
Yeah. Okay, so you're working as a translator currently, translating in English and Spanish and French and Portuguese as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm most of the time working with the combinations of English and Spanish, and I'm trying to do my best and improve my language skills of the other 2 languages. They are currently my C languages, but okay. English is my B language, so that's the one. Gotcha. I use the most. Yeah.
And your goal is to do a master's degree in English. Where are you hoping to do that? Do you have a plan set? Do you know where you want to study?
Sure. The master will be in conference interpreting. And for that, I need the IELTS academics. And I'm planning to apply to 2 universities, one in Canada. And the other one in U.S., in Canada, the Middlebury Institute of International Studies and Glendon School of York University in Ottawa. Okay. So, yeah, those are my 2 universities.
Awesome. Well, it's very exciting that you got the IELTS scores that you need in order to apply and move on with your goals. But for our students that are listening, we would love to have you share some of the strategies, some of the insider tips that could possibly help them get the scores they need on IELTS. So give us a little background. First of all, you were a 3 Keys student and you took personal coach classes for writing and speaking, which I know helped your scores. So let us know, first of all, how did you decide to sign up for 3 Keys and how did those one-on-one classes help you?
Sure. Well, I've always listened to your podcast, the IELTS Energy and the All Ears English. But the one I listened first was All Ears English because I like to learn the different phrases that I can use when I'm working with my different clients. So that's how I learned about this program. And I mean, I may speak and I may have like an advanced English, like you can have the skills of grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, whatever it is, but you need to have strategies. And that's why I decided to enroll the course. So I'm not a good student when it comes to self-learning, okay? But the fact that you have like a plan set up for us is really great and very useful. I took the shorter one, the short plan. And
the 30-day study plan?
Yeah, I did. Yes. So I religiously started to work based on that plan. I also use, because we have technology and we should embrace the tools that we have.
Yes.
I have this application that it's called Good Notes. So I can actually add any PDF and I basically highlight what I've done. I can even mark it whether on my computer or my tablet or my cell phone so I knew which one was next. And I was also taking like screenshots of the different videos with the tips. And I would actually include them on day one and then on day two, three, and so on and so forth. So
okay,
that's
so you
what
were
I
very
did.
Systematic about how you were going through the modules, learning specific strategies, taking
yes.
notes, taking screenshots. I love that. And I love that you're saying you recognized in yourself that you weren't as self-motivated as a learner. You needed this study plan that was created by an
yes.
expert that told you exactly what to do every day. I'm the same way, Cynthia. Like I need someone to lay out for me what I need to do each day and what I need to spend time on. Or otherwise, I just end up wasting time. So, and I know you're not the only one. We have a lot of students who have said the same, where that study plan just is able to help them get organized so that they're not wasting so much the precious time that they don't have, right? Okay, so
yes,
you got into
exactly.
Turkey's IELTS. And then what about personal coach classes? Because all of our listeners can hear you, like you said, you're an advanced speaker. You're already working with English and Spanish as a translator. So why did you feel that you needed to take these one-on-one personal coach classes? How did they help?
Right. And this part, I feel that it's very important because when I'm working with my clients, I start interpreting into Spanish and sometimes into English. And they're like happy with the output, but then you will not get any feedback. And at the end of the day, those are my words. It's their words, and I'm just conveying the message, you know? And so the fact that I had that coach was helpful in a way that I could get a feedback. I could get a sense of how I'm actually doing, because I might think that I'm the best student in the world, and maybe I'm not, because I'm not even listening to myself, and I don't have an expert who can actually guide me where you are supposed to, you know, go, like, they help you be in the right track because that's what you want to do. That's where you want to be, especially when it comes to an exam that you guys already know. I mean, you know the drill, seriously. And the day on the exam, I really felt like I was the expert knowing what strategies to use because I could see everyone. Well, I couldn't see what they were doing basically, but I really felt very confident on the day of the test. And I really loved it because I knew that I could highlight things because it was a computer-based test. And so I knew what to do with that. And that's how it helped me with a coach. I knew where I had to improve in my speaking and in my writing.
Yeah, you make such a good point.
Yeah.
That if you don't have that feedback, you can feel like you have a pretty good idea of what you would score, what you're doing, but you don't really know, right? You need mm-hmm. that feedback to let you know that you're on the right track, to let you know what you're scoring. And I love what you're saying about the confidence on test day, because you got that feedback from an expert. You knew you were scoring high, so you could go in on test day confident, knowing like, I've got this, I've got the strategies, I've gotten feedback from an IELTS expert, I know I'm going to rock it, and you could feel confident. And that confidence also increases your output, right? Our students that go in confident, knowing they have strategies, knowing they're ready, that's who scores the highest. So I'm not surprised by the overall 8. But tell us about, and you had let me know right before we started recording, that there were some sort of hitches on test day. So what was test day like? Even though you went in confident, there were a couple of things sort of in your way, right?
Yeah, that's something I won't forget. Because I'm an interpreter, I am always early, like 30 minutes to an hour early, okay? And the location where I had to take the test was very close to my house, close enough to go on my bike or my scooter, but not that close enough to go walking, okay? So I decided to go on my bike. And I say, yeah, I'm going to go on my bike, and I'm pretty sure they'll have, you know, a place where I can park my bike safely. So I got there, and the guy at the front told me that I couldn't get into the station space because he hadn't received any email from the center to allow me enter with my bike and park it there. And I was like, okay, but can you please let them know that I'm here, because I'll have a test like in 30 minutes. And he was like, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And I was like, okay, then let me find a phone number. Can you let me find a phone number, and I'll just call them, and so they can let you know. Because the only thing he needed is a call from someone to say, yeah, let her enter with a bike.
Right.
And it'd been 10 minutes already. I was like 20 minutes to my test, and I was like, okay, trying to find on my cell phone the phone number. I call and they say, yeah, hey, so you know what? I'm trying to enter the building, and they are telling me that I can't go in with my bike. So if you could please help me out with that. And they're like, yeah, sure. What building are you at right now? And I give them the number. Oh, no, that is not us. That's a different provider. So you should call them. And I didn't have their cell phone. I told the guy again, if he could please tell me at least the phone number of this, you know, office, so I could call them.
Right.
He was like, no, I'm sorry. I don't have the number. He did have the number. He just didn't want to. And I had called a friend of mine to come with his scooter so he could grab my bike and take care of it. And while my partner was on her way on taxi, because there's a lot of traffic in Lima, and that even though it was very close, if you went by car, it would have taken you forever. This is why my friend with the scooter came in first, but it was already 10 minutes to one. I was already soaking sweat. I was very nervous. And finally, the guy saw me suffering so much that he said, I can watch your bike right now and go to the help desk and ask them to call the office. And I was like, you could have told me this like 20 minutes ago.
He was being very helpful.
Yeah. So I was very thankful to him anyways. Yeah. And they called him, and they finally let me in with my bike. I parked it as fast as I could and went upstairs running, sweating. And they were like, Cynthia Melga, yes, this is me. I'm here for my test. You know, so I did everything very fast. Everyone was already in their place. And like the only one who was missing was me. And I knew that I had to be very early, but I've been very early. It was just the problem with the, you know, the bike and the parking space. But yeah,
so I finally made that, it. And that stress of what happened right when you got there, do you think that affected your performance at all? Or were you able to shake it off and start the test? No problem.
I think it affected in a way at the beginning of the test. At the beginning of the test, we have the listening part.
Right.
So the second part of the listening was about, you know, placing the names of the different restaurants. There was a map, and you had the directions of east, west,
gotcha,
north, doubt.
Yes, like a map completion, and you're listening to the audio telling you, yes.
Exactly, exactly. So I was like, at that moment, I could tell that I was still upset about the whole situation.
It's hard to focus.
So, yeah, it was because I missed the part that with the image that was guiding you, which one was north, south, east, and west. And I'm fine. I mean, I know north, up,
yes,
south, down, west, east. But at the moment when you're listening, it is very helpful to see that picture of the image telling you northwest, because they will not tell you on the north part or the south part. They will tell you northeast,
right.
Southwest, right? And I was completely lost because my head was somewhere else other than that part. And I think I didn't do well on that part. This is why I got an 8.5.
I think it could have been a clean 9. You were telling me like, oh, I feel like I really messed up the listening part because I had this. And then you said, oh, so I got an 8.5, which is still amazing. I think for you to come from that very stressful experience and still be able to get focused and get that 8.5 is very commendable. Like you said, you probably would have scored a clean 9 if you missed those first couple of questions. But it is impressive that you were able to bounce back and start focusing and still score an 8.5 on the listening, because that could really have thrown you off. And it could have been hard to focus the whole time, but you didn't let it. You had the strategies to just focus in, right? Calm yourself. The anti-anxiety module in 3 keys.
I was trying to find my zen.
Yes, find your zen. And you did. You clearly did, because you still scored an 8.5 in spite of that very frustrating and stressful situation. So I think you should be commended. And I mean, great job. Great job in still being able to focus get such a high score on the listening.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my very useful advice, you know, to, I don't know, probably call the office beforehand if you're going on a bike or by car. I mean, by car, I always call them and let them know that I'm going by car. I give them my plate number and stuff. But, I mean, it was very close to travel by car, and we need to be eco-friendly, right? So, we need to arrange those kind of things ahead of time so that everything goes smoothly on the date of your test.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because I think that's something that students wouldn't really consider that they need to call in advance about. You would think, especially if you're planning to get there half an hour early, that you could do any form of transportation and they're going to have it figured out. Like, oh, there'll be a place to park my bike. There'll be a place to park my car. I'm going to have this figured out, right? But like you said, not necessarily. You definitely want to call in advance and just let the testing center know, you know, this is the way I plan on coming. What's the process? Where do I park my bike? Do I need permission? Now we know sometimes you're going to need permission.
I took
permission.
It for granted, I guess.
Understandable. I think a lot of people would. So I'm so glad you're here to share your experience, to let everyone out there know there's a possibility of something like that happening. So
something can go wrong and you don't want that. So
it's Murphy's Law, right? What can go wrong will go wrong. You have to prepare for any possibility. For sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so let us know, can you give us a tip or something specific for one of the exams that you learned through 3 Keys IELTS that you, besides the study plan, we know that really helped you get organized, but is there anything else, any other strategy you learned that you could share with our listeners today that you feel like really helped you get these amazing scores?
Well, there are so many strategies, so many good resources, by the way. Kudos on that, because I actually learned of websites I didn't know existed, and I've been using them. I even shared those websites with my little brother, who's just learning English now.
Awesome.
And I think, gosh, had I known those pages existed, I would have used them before. So it's a really good plan with lots of resources. And I think, and I will have to agree with all of the videos that they were always telling me, listen first to what the guy has to tell you before you start your test. That
yes.
is, I think, one of my takeaways. Why is that? Because I'm the kind of anxious student who is answering question one, but already reading question two, you know, and thinking about question two while I'm still completing question one. But that shouldn't be the case in IELTS tests or in any tests, because when your focus and your full attention is on one thing first, which may be listening to what the guy is telling you, that you first need to read to the questions step by step, trying to imagine what situation it is, what kind of a conversation they might be talking about based on the questions. Those are really helpful. So you need to take them step by step as the video tells you to. That is a pretty good advice I used and it worked.
Okay, I love that advice. And I don't remember in recent history a student sharing that. So I'm really glad that you are, because that is really key in these module videos that Jessica created that Cynthia is referring to. That's a big part of it, is that we're making sure you understand how important it is to be present from the first word that's spoken. Make sure you hear the instructions. Make sure for the listening that you hear what they're going to be talking about, so your brain is ready, so that you're focused. And like you said, to really be present with each question, making sure that you're getting it right before you let your brain move on to the next one. So that's excellent advice. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being here today to record with us. Congratulations on your amazing
scores.
It's been
a pleasure for me.
Yes. And good luck with your master's degree and everything that you're going to be doing in the future. It's been a joy to meet you. And I'm glad that our listeners were able to hear your great advice today and learn from your experience. So thank you.
It's been an honor for me to share today and with the, I'm hoping with your prospect and new students, because you guys, you are really going to get something really good out of the course. Really, I did, and I'm pretty sure you will too.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. But for those of you who don't know what Cynthia is talking about, our course is, you can find it at allearsenglish.com/keys. It was made by a former examiner, and it really is what you need in order to get the score you need on the IELTS exam so that you can move on with your dreams like Cynthia. So thank you again, Cynthia. And we'll see you next time.
See you. Goodbye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.